All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Let's at least cover the news of the day, all right? So yesterday, during the show, news broke that the Miami Dolphins player conduct handbook was leaked. All these teams' handbooks are private. You don't get them. And in the handbook, it said that players could be suspended up to 4 games for kneeling during the anthem. And we talked about it briefly, and I just talked about how silly it was that the NFL allowed teams to individually handle the issue. And it was going to be a disaster because some teams would have more serious codes of conduct than others. And it turned into exactly that. Now, after we got off the air, you know, the Dolphins came out and sources said that, well, no player would be suspended 4 games. I mean, we weren't even thinking that. Well, bro, it was in your code of conduct. Then as the night wore on, you got what is the all too predictable thing. The NFL releasing a brutal statement about how they are now going to suspend a policy. Mind you, they're suspending a policy before they've ever had to use the policy because a game hasn't been played yet. And they're going to talk with the NFLPA on how to move forward. You mean what you should have done before making a stupid harebrained rule? The incompetence of the NFL and its owners is striking. You mean to tell me that a policy that you brokered and not collectively bargained, a policy where you didn't talk to the NFLPA, a policy where you couldn't even get all your owners to vote on it, much less agree, failed, didn't work, blew up in your face? Color me surprised. So now here's where you're at. Just kidding about the policy. We're going to do what we should have done in the first place and figure it out. So here's my question to you. I have plenty of opinions on it, but it's really about you guys. The question is simple. What do you want to see happen? And I know that is as open-ended as any question can get, but it's the question that needs to be asked. The NFL continues to trip over its own ding-ding. They can't get anything right. They've already made several PR mistakes. I mean, I spoke to a friend who is a publicist for a living. Like, he's mortified as someone who has to guide people through crisis. I mean, he basically told me, he goes, Mike, they've already made so many mistakes, you can't even unwind the yarn ball at this point. What the NFL needs to do is simple. Make a rule, stick to it, deal with the criticism, it will pass. The storm will pass, and then you get back to your business. But see, that's the one thing the NFL's owners are too cowardly to do. They're worried about the POTUS ripping them on Twitter. They're worried about, you know, are fans going to walk away? Or is, you know, what's Papa John going to say? Look, the only thing the NFL can do right now, come up with a rule. And no matter what the rule is, stand by it, stick to it. Don't apologize. Period. Amen. End of story. But I want to know what you want them to do. Because make no mistake, they're now meeting with the NFLPA. They're going to come to some form of agreement. And someone's going to be unhappy. But for me as a football fan, I'll tell you what I want. A, I want the issue to go away. Okay? I'm done with it. I've been done with it. I don't get all butthurt if players want to bring awareness to a cause they find important, because the cause I find important is, did my team win Sunday? It doesn't make me turn the TV off. I also don't fall for the political okey-doke where it has become this issue of if you kneel, you don't like our country, which just isn't true. But then again, all we do is move the goalposts because most people are dumb and they go along with it. I'm different. I can watch the sport irrespective of what's going on with the anthem. I can watch football. I'm saying, as fans of the game, as individuals, what do you want to happen? Or, even more dangerous for the league, have you stopped caring? That you just don't care. But the NFL has now suspended a policy before it ever took effect. It is blown up in their face again. They're being criticized from both sides of the aisle again. And I really don't know that there's a good solution other than players can do whatever the hell they want. We're playing football. That's it. That's really ultimately what we should be doing. The faux outrage of how you aren't going to watch the game anymore. And the idea that, oh, these players hate our country. I don't buy into that. I think it's very simple. The vast majority of the customers, and that's the key, because as a business, it's about mass appeal. You need to please as many people as possible. But you will never please all people at all times. The NFL simply needs to cater to people who want football and do not want politics, and just say it flat out. We're not making an issue of it. If players decide to do it, they can do it. We're moving forward. We're not airing the national anthem on TV. We're moving forward. We're returning to football. Like, that's it. But for me, it doesn't matter what they do, because I'll still watch the games. But this rule was doomed from the start, and now the NFL has egg on its face again. And they're going to come out with a new rule. What that rule is, I have no idea. But I want to know what you want to happen out of all of this. Maybe you call me up and you go, Mike, I got to be honest, I don't care what happens. I just want to watch football. I'm fine with that, but I want to hear your opinion. Maybe you tell me you need a certain rule or you'll stop watching. That's fine. It's your prerogative. You're an adult. But I don't know what rule you think you're going to come up with in the land of the free and the home of the brave, where you're telling people what they have to do. That's not really part of America. And the national anthem, you know, the whole deal, that's not really a part of a sporting event in my world. It shouldn't be there. But once the NFL decided they were going to take money to be Patriots, now it's there. So I just kind of want to get back to football. That's just how I feel. I get what the players' cause is. I think they've brought awareness to it. I respect it. Now it comes down to, what are you going to do about it? I mean, no disrespect to guys like Jarrell Casey and guys who want to continue to protest. You can do whatever you want. You're not hurting my feelings. But all I would ask is, guys, you've brought awareness to it. It's in the discussion, but what are you going to do about it? You know the country's not going to do anything about it. That's a lost cause. But you protesting and bringing awareness, all awareness has been brought. How long have we had the discussion about police brutality, about rights, about the issue? I mean, it's there. It served its purpose. But now it comes down to individual players getting out in their community and making change. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, look, the message has been sent. But if you think all of a sudden this country is going to change, it's not. We're hopeless in that regard. But where do you want this to go? As the NFL goes back to the drawing board again to try to come up with a rule that will please you. 248-539-9797. All answers are welcome. There is no wrong answer in my world, because I'm open with you. I'm watching the games regardless. I love America. I'm still watching the games. 248-539-9797. Your ticket text 97136. Mikey, go ahead quickly.
Well, the rule should be that everyone should stand for the anthem. It should be exactly what the rule is in the NBA. That's specifically what the NBA mandates. You will stand for the national anthem. It's as simple as that, guys. I don't know. The NBA doesn't have any issue with this. None. And I would argue that in the NBA, there's just as many players that rightfully so and respect them for having their opinions on social issues and doing work for that. There's just as many players in the NBA, if not more, that want to speak out on these social issues as there are in the NFL. It's a league. Say you need to stand for the anthem. We've talked about it many times. There's been meetings in this very office of management saying, you know what, you're at work, cut the political stuff, you're not talking about politics and work. And I think it's kind of similar. I would have zero issue at all with NFL saying we are adopting the NBA's policy of everyone standing for the anthem. What the NFL should not do is put the line in there about you must stand proudly and have respect for it. That stuff doesn't need to be in there. It should be as simple as when the national anthem is being played, you will stand for the anthem. I don't know why it's this difficult. I really don't. And that's not me trying to sound insensitive, because I agree with a lot of the causes that these players are protesting. I get it. But they are at work. This is an NFL game. You're playing the anthem for the country, for the flag. Just stand for the anthem. It shouldn't be this difficult.
248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls coming up. Remember how
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.